Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It starts tonight. Cavs.
Come on, Cavs.
Off of 64 wins.
Am I allowed to sing that?
And another disappointing playoff finish.
And when the pressure's on and the game is almost through, the Cavs will make it happen and rally 2x2.
Yeah, that guy's joining us at 1 o'clock. That's Chris Rose. Joining us now from Manhattan and not London or not even Cleveland. Desmond in New York City. Hello, Des.
Des, are you in New York today?
Good to have you with us, yeah. Des. Welcome back.
You going to the game?
My play. No, I'm not. Actually, I have a prior engagement with one of my daughters.
Very nice. You have four daughters, right?
No, I have six.
Wow. Des, you got your own basketball team and someone coming off the bench.
A lot of
nice.
Checks there, Des. A lot of checks.
Yeah, they play volleyball. But
nice. Oh, then you're set. That's perfect.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So this is what this game tonight is going to be a freak show. Like half our team is missing. I think you're missing guys. Darius Garland and Strus, right?
Darius Strus and maybe DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah. So this game, I don't know. I really don't care. But you know, the way I look at this season coming up, you know, the Cavs are not going to jump off to that kind of start they did last year.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So you know, I think you're going to see some trades with the Cavs this year at their trade deadline. I can't see them holding out to Darius Garland anymore. If they get a taker for him, they're going to have to move him. It doesn't work.
Des, I'm kind of in agreement with you. I'm just wondering, you know, if what I think is this: if they don't win the East or win the NBA championship, if they don't at least get to the NBA Finals, I personally think they busted up, and Darius would be the guy to go.
But how can you even say that? They haven't even made it past the second.
No, exactly my point. Yeah. No, but, you're right.
That would be the goal. The Eastern Conference Final would be the goal for this team, not to get through the East. To get to the Eastern Conference Finals would be the goal for this team. They haven't made it out of the second round. They're not going to with their roster right now. They're going to have to trade Darius. And I don't know who else. I mean, who they got? Hunter, Strus. You're gonna have to trade a couple of those pieces to get somebody else in there. Otherwise, I don't see them being over a 5 seed. You know, because the Magic, the Pistons, even the Bucks. You know,
the Pistons Knicks will be better. And people are sleeping on the Bucks. You're right, Des.
And the Knicks are still trying to get Giannis. I mean, when Giannis said the Knicks are the only team he wants to play for besides the Bucks. You know, that's a call for Leon Rose to go get him. I mean, we're going to have to get, you know, who we have to give up, Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson, Josh Hart. I'll give up all three for him right now, you know. But
I bet.
Yeah, well, you know, they're going to have to do something like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if Giannis is on the Knicks by January.
It could be scary. Yes, good to have you with us.
You got a libero out of that bunch or no?
A what?
A libero. One of the
libero, the
defensive player.
The setter in the back, right?
Yes, the one's all over.
One of the six,
the short one.
The short one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Des. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the season.
I can dig it.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see what you did.
I watched some volleyball yesterday. I was watching district volleyball.
I have a friend who was a libero.
What do I do with my life? I'm watching high school volleyball yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, You know it's the start of the NBA season when Desmond and Ken in Brooklyn give us a call.
Oh, the mayor is in.
Hello,
dun,
Ken.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good morning, guys.
Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor.
How you feeling? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Is Desmond from Cleveland or is he a New Yorker?
Go ahead, Jeff.
He's from Cleveland. He's from New York.
Yeah.
But his daughter went to school here, and he became a homeowner here and spent a lot of time here while his daughter was in school here.
Well, he still sounds like that other idiot from New York. What's his name?
Bostonian? You
know, no.
Rest his soul.
What's his name? I can't think of his name right now. He always calls after I call Jake at night.
I don't know.
The other clown from New York. I'll think of it. First of all, you guys say, and I understand this fact, okay, that the Cavs have not gotten out of the second round. You know, last year there were a lot, and I'm not making excuses, okay, but they were beat up.
What?
Okay, you got your,
wait,
you
you're
got
saying your, during the playoffs, not during the regular season.
No, they
were unbelievably healthy all year last year until the end.
Yeah, they got to the playoffs. Darius can't walk. I've had foot problems. I know what it's like.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, Mobley got crushed in a one game. Okay? Hunter wasn't right. So let's take it as it is. Okay? You got to take a look and see exactly who they had available. And all teams have injuries, I get it. But when you had three of your main guys hurt like that, it's not an easy task. Okay? And you had a team that was, like, on fire in Indiana. All right? Now, what I've seen in the preseason is this. First of all, I don't think the Cavs have showed anything. Okay? They're very vanilla, and that's good. Okay? But I've seen Dean Wade go to the basket. I see Evan with a nice little jump shot now. J.A. has a little spin move to the basket plus a little jumper. Okay, so these are guys that have worked on their game.
But, and, but that's what they're supposed to do, Ken.
Yeah, and the difference has to be Evan, doesn't it? And I think Hunter is going to fit in great. I know Hunter's understanding he's got a bum knee or whatever, a bruise or whatever.
Yeah, bone
bruise.
He'll
be fine. All I'm saying is, that, you know, obviously I'm one of the people in sound who are always excited about the Cavaliers.
Which right. We appreciate.
And, all right, so let me ask you this really quick. Do you think the people you are talking to are excited too? Or are you only talking to people?
No, I see people. You know what, Jeff? Guys, I'll tell you what. If I see somebody out in a store when I'm doing my shopping,
yeah,
and they got that orange and brown on, yeah, I walk up.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Up to him and say, you need some wine and gold.
There you go.
Because that is Cleveland's finest sports franchise, and it should be talked about now, especially even more.
Well, we are right now. Ken, enjoy the season. Enjoy the season. This team.
Chances are, if they have the brown and orange, they're going to get the wine.
Ankle. Because they need the wine.
Yeah, they need the wine.
The highest payroll thing to me is that's good, except for this. Because of the apron and how how punitive the situation is when it comes to trying to make moves and all that stuff, which, by the way, I don't understand completely because I should have majored in finance, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be sitting here if you majored in finance.
It's just a, boy, they've got to make it work with this crew or you got to bust it up. I mean, it's that simple. And, you know, Desmond's thought about trades by the trade deadline. I don't know about that one, but I also don't think you can eliminate that thought, you know, depending on what presents itself and how it works this year. And it's not because guys aren't good or guys can't play. Again, I'll go ahead and use that word that people don't like to hear with this. It's all about fit and how does it fit. And if they can make it fit better this year, they can probably go further in the playoffs. Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
You know, it's exciting. I find it exciting. I love basketball season. One, my daughter plays basketball for St. Joe's. She plays varsity for Joe's. It's just the time of year.
Congratulations.
Enjoy this time of year. So, with with that being said, I think the interesting part and the enjoyable part as a Cavs fan is knowing, you know, we do have an owner who's, you know, not afraid to take chances and bolster the roster if we need to make adjustments, right? I love Dan Gilbert and the way he, you know, attacks ownership for the Cavs. What I told the guy who took my call and put me on hold was what
that would be Matt Corrali, by the way, taking your calls today.
Hello. Thank you, Matt. What I find so interesting about this season is, and I don't know if you guys brought it up in the past couple of days or not, is Lonzo Ball. And why I find him so interesting.
We did yesterday.
Yes.
Is defensively. You know, I know he's not going to play back-to-backs, and it's the first time he hasn't had to do some rehab on his legs, which is great. But defensively, we need that toughness in the front court or in the back court in the playoffs, right? Because guys like Tyrese Halliburton tore us apart in the playoffs last year.
But, Jeff, let me throw this at you. I agree with you. But doesn't that go back to, okay, well, then is the current backcourt the right fit to make this thing win big?
Well, no. So you actually opened the door to my second point,
Jeff. Ah, and good job, Jeff.
What I do find interesting, I'm glad you brought it up, is we're going to get to see some of this exposure without DG being out, you know, without him being on the floor for a while. I don't know how long that's going to be. But we're going to see what a true point guard, defensive pass-first point guard looks with this roster, right?
And a 6'6 guard, too.
Yes, and we need that size. And the other part that I like, and it's something that you guys also brought up, is Thomas Bryant. I like toughness. I don't care if they're big minutes. You need guys who can play that physical brand of basketball. That's something that we're lacking. We know that. Hence why we've been bounced in the second round two seasons in a row. The jump is going to be, and I think this is where we're going to see it, is defensively, can we maintain this? And also, at the deadline, somebody I'd love to see moved, and I brought it up last year, and I'd like it again this year. If we can find a way to deal Max Strus in another piece or something to get some more physicality in return. We have enough shooters. We need the physicality on that side of the ball.
And Jeff, that's an interesting point because
I wanted to ask Jeff about his daughter's NIL deal.
I think
you already hung up on him.
I think that Max actually brings some of that physicality, but he's not going to be out there for a while. Bill is in Parma. Bill.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this year is going to be a tough one to really evaluate this team. If we even go deep into the playoffs, it'll be because the Celtics are injured and Indiana is injured, and their main players are gone. And so it's going to be really hard to evaluate. And then the question comes in, and we know the answer to this, is that Garland is almost untradeable in the sense that his contract is way – when you talk about overpaying and we're too deep into the money, no one in the NBA will pay what he is getting paid. And so what do you get for him?
Although, Bill, there's so many guys making so much money in the league. Somebody might think that he's a better fit for them.
It could happen, Jeff, but I also think that when you talk about going deep into the playoffs, as we've seen last year, he's injury prone. He can't play defense. For some reason, when the lights get real bright, he goes away. And then the other part we're not talking about is on the backcourt, or the front court, we're not strong enough. there's not a big enough presence. And we needed some thumpers in there to really get to where we need to go. Some other things is Mike Brown is not the coach that Thibodeau is. Thibodeau is a playoff coach. Brown has some real lackings as far as a coach. I'll be interested if they listen to him, because that's part of the problem when he's at almost every place he's been, here and also Sacramento. Sacramento, he got in a fight with
his Lakers before that, Bill, too.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I just it bothers
Bill,
me when we say guys are injury prone when they break their jaw. Now, I get the toe part, okay, maybe I get it because that's, you know, that's it's a piece that you use to play the game, and I get that. But it just seems like a slam when you say a guy's injury is prone because he broke his jaw at one point. I don't know. I hate saying that. I hate saying players are injury prone.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.